from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Republican Randy Fine is being projected as the winner in Florida's 6th Congressional District. He defeated Democrat Josh Wheel in the special House election for the seat vacated by former Representative Michael Waltz. Meantime, NBC News is projecting Republican Jimmy Patronis as the winner in Florida's 1st Congressional District. He defeated Democrat Gay Valamont in the special House election for the seat vacated by former Representative Matt Gaetz. Cory Booker is breaking the record for the longest Senate speech ever, clocking in at just over 25 hours. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 7 o'clock Eastern time last night in protest of the Trump administration. President Trump is calling Wednesday America's Liberation Day. John Fink reports
that's when new tariffs are expected to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. Economist Alan Jin is an associate professor at the University of San Diego. He says he thinks the tariffs will raise prices on things we're buying.
A tariff is a tax on imports. So importers will pay that tax, and they'll likely try to pass that on to consumers.
Trump is expecting $5 trillion in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect.
More than 2,700 people are now confirmed dead after a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck Myanmar last Friday. Laura Westbrook reports officials are requesting medical services, shelter, food, and water.
Hundreds have reportedly spent another night sleeping out in the open. And further complicating efforts in Myanmar is the ongoing armed conflict that has been going since the military junta seized power.
Estimates are that at least 4,500 people are injured and hundreds more missing. Actor Dave Coulier says he's cancer-free after being diagnosed last winter. Coulier was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma in November of 2024. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather, mostly clear, cold for tonight, diminishing breeze. Down in the upper 20s and low 30s, clouds and some sunshine, breezy for tomorrow, still chilly. Only in the upper 40s and low 50s. Could be a little bit of rain and drizzle tomorrow night, especially across the northern half of the state. We're down in the low 40s and breezy and warmer for Thursday. Humid, variably cloudy, couple of showers and a thunderstorm around. Highs up into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
All right, what are we looking at right now? I'll tell you, 46 degrees in Hackensack, 43 degrees New Brunswick, 44 degrees Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.